The Chilkat River is an important resource for subsistence and sport fishing, hunting and trapping, commercial tours, recreation, and more. On Monday, Chilkat Valley residents started a conversation about uses, conflicts, and maintaining access as the Haines Highway Improvement Project ramps up. Chilkat Valley residents use the river in a lot of different ways.
Gabriel Thomas, subsistence, sport fish, hunt, trap, pretty much used that since I was born and raised here.
So. I'm Andy Hinton, I own Haines Rafting Company, and I subsistence fish and sport fish, and also use the river primarily for river put-ins and takeouts for the rafting business.
I'm Rich Chapel. I work for Fish and Game, and we do a lot of research projects to use the river, and also I recreate on the river, mostly boy fishing.
I'm Ryan Cook. I hunt fish, subsistence fish, recreate, snow machine, everything at a property across from the Kicking Horse.
This conversation about accessing the river started earlier this year when Rainbow Glacier Adventures owner Joe Ordonez applied to expand his commercial tour permit. The company offers guided rafting on the Chilkat River. When the request went to the assembly, it generated a discussion about crowding at popular access points. One in particular was identified as an important area for salmon spawning. Another factor, the State Department of Transportation's Haines Highway Improvement Project is ramping up. Haines Tourism Director Carolyn Wooten led the community meeting.
It was real evident we needed to have a conversation as we start thinking about the highway project moving forward and identifying there's a lot of questions from people about what's going to happen when the road goes through. Are we going to lose access? Are we going to gain access?
Jim Scholl is with DOT. He said the state plans to do its best to maintain current access.
We work with Federal Highways, and what Federal Highways wanted and what we agreed is that we should maintain existing access points. If we absolutely have to close something down, is please restore access in a very close.
Residents discussed key access points along the river and conflicts that already occur in certain spots. This was just the first of what will likely be a series of meetings. The next is scheduled for April 30th. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.